The gasoline engine will always have a place on the American farm, and it will need to have a method to atomize the fuel and mix it with air, the standard being the carburetor. Hi, I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Though a carburetor has many fuel and air pathways known as circuits, the foundation of its operation is the float circuit. This consists of the ball, float, and inlet needle valve seat assembly. The float ball acts as a reservoir that feeds all the fuel circuits. Thus, it has great influence on how the rest of the carburetor operates and in turn how the engine runs. The float setting determines the fuel level in the ball. If the fuel level in the ball is too high, the engine can either flood or be excessively rich right off idle. To confirm this, gain access to the carburetor and look down its throat with the engine running at the speed or load the problem occurs. If you see raw fuel being dumped, the float level is the first place to look. If the engine runs fine but lacks power under load, then it is very possible that the fuel level is too low and the ball is running out of gas and leaning the mixture. I have seen engines that ran fine at idle and light load, but when put to the task, fell off greatly in power or would not RPM. If the float is suspended from the air horn, it will have both a height setting and a drop adjustment. When the float is moored in the float bowl, it will only have a height setting. It is paramount that you follow the manufacturer's procedure for setting the float and their specification, which is usually a fraction of an inch. If you only renew the gaskets in the carburetor and never check the float setting, you are cheating yourself out of the power and performance that engine has to offer.